in the beginning of Parshas Miketz, first of all, Shalom Aleichem to everyone. In the beginning of Parshas Miketz, it says, V'nei sheva parot yifot mare. Olot min ha'yaor. So Rashi says, yifos mare, simon hu li'imei asova, in the days of affluence, she'ein ein birya tzara b'chaverta. Everybody is very happy with others, and no one's envious of others, and they're all very, what we say in Yiddish, lefargen. Right, that's the word. Asks the Maharal, why is Rashi now coming to solve the dream? Yosef will come soon and solve the dream. Rashi doesn't say that seven cows mean 7 years. So why is Rashi jumping the gun and already interpreting the dream? Simanu l'imei asova, she'ein ein birya tzara b'chaberta. And the Maharal answers what he said. What he answers, fine. I would like to maybe offer something just pretty simple and cool, what's going on over here. To bring this point on, I'm going to ask one more question. How did Paro know that Yosef's dream is the right one? Yosef's solution to the dream is the right one. How do you know that? There were others that offered all kinds of solutions, and the pasuk says, "Ve'ein poter otam leParo, sheva banot atamolid, sheva banot atakuver," and he didn't accept it. He didn't feel that it's right. What made him feel that Yosef's solution is right? Again, that's a question that's been asked by the Mefarshim. Maybe you could say the following: what is the difference between Yifas Toyar and Yifas Mare? So Rashi said in Parshas Vayetze, when it says on Rachel, Ve'enei Lea Rakot, Ve'rachel Hayita Yifas Toyar VeYifas Mare. So you have back to back Yifas Toyar Yifas Mare. Says Rashi, Yifas Toyar is the Parzuf, meaning how it looks physically, and Yifas Mare is the Ziv HaKlaster, which means the inner light of the face. Like it has to do with the neshama. Chochmas Adam Tayir Panav. There's a certain light that a person carries. And Rachel had both physical beauty and also Yifas Mare, an inner light, Ziv HaKlaster. Rashi was bothered by, how could you say on cows Yifas Mare? What, they had an inner light? Does a cow have a neshama? So how's it shaykh to say Yifas Mare on a cow? That's what Rashi was bothered by. Because we remember very clearly what he said just 13, 14 prakim ago, that Yifas Mare means Ziv HaKlaster, the light which is from the neshama. How is that applicable to cows? Answers Rashi, you're right, it's not. But it's reflecting people. Simanu l'imei asova she'ein ein birya tzara b'chavarta. Since the cows are not just cows, but they're reflecting human beings, so whatever human beings have could be illustrated through the cows. But here comes the icing on the cake. When Paro repeated the dream in the ears of Yosef, a few psukim later on, when there's a replay of the dream, he says, V'hine min ha'parot, V'hine min ha'yaol, olot sheva parot, yifois toyar. He changed it from Yifas Mare to Yifas Torah. Why? Because Paro didn't want to look ridiculous. He doesn't want to say on a cow that it has a shining face. So he said Yifas Torah. But then the way Yosef interpreted the dream, he said, now I understand why they had a shining face. It's reflecting people that are not envious with each other. Meaning even what I did tell to Yosef, he figured out. That sent the message he probably said to himself. I saw in the dream Yifas Mare, that's the truth. But I was too embarrassed to repeat it. So I said Yifas Torah, which is something which is applicable to cows. But the way Yosef interpreted the dream, I understand now why the cows were Yifas Mare. It's showing about the how people are happy with each other. And this is something that he didn't find in other solutions. And therefore he was convinced that Yosef's solution is the right one, because he not only figured out what he told him, but he also figured out what he didn't tell him. We shall all be zeichet to be yifei Torah ve'yifei Mara.